I smell awful.
I have to. Okay. Your left to right, Travis Reed, Brian Farrell, Coach Cottle, Brian Phipps. Coaches, you want to open us up?
Good win for our guys. You know, played hard, wasn't pretty, kept working, got down again, but the kids kept fighting. And, you know, I thought the third quarter, you know, getting that first goal in the third quarter. And, we had six fouls in the first half. And to be only down 4-3, it was a credit to our man down. And you look on the stats right now, we're 4-for-4 on extra man, you know, which made a big difference. And we're just excited we won. We got the ACC tournament next. We got a 24-hour rule where we're going to enjoy this for tonight, and then we're going to move on to get ready for North Carolina.
I need to kind of build on the extra man thought. Those two goals right at the beginning of the fourth quarter, how much of a lift was that for you guys just to be able to exploit that opportunity?
Well, our guys, they wanted to celebrate. We just weren't giving them anything to celebrate about. Our bench brings tremendous energy, and those extra man, it was the players made plays. You know, Joe Cummings makes a great cut, Grant Catalino, Adam Sear, guys that have been contributing all year. And extra man's been the strength of our team, and I think man down and extra man today was the difference in the game. 1-for-7 on them on man down, or their man up, and we were 4-for-4.
Brian, we had talked last week. I talked to Brent as well. Tell everybody what this means as a senior finally.
This is a big win for our season right now to put us into the playoff.
We tied.
But I think Mount Hopkins rivalry, like looking back on it, it's a huge rivalry. We try not to talk much about it this week, it's just another game. But looking back on it, it feels really good to beat Hopkins. I mean, it's my first time, but growing up as a Maryland fan, you always root against Hopkins, but it feels really good to win.
But the difference in the second half, if you look, we were out ground balled in the first half. We out ground balled them a little bit in the second half. I thought that made a big difference. It's a simple game. You know, you get more ground balls, you shoot it better, you play tough, you win.
Brian, talk about what you guys do defensively in the third quarter. They only took three shots in the first half. Basically, they only had one goal in the third quarter.
I think it's our face-off and our wing play on ground balls. I mean, we held possession pretty much the whole entire third quarter. And Brett Schmidt and I were joking. We were saying like we could do this all game. But I give credit to our middies and our attack for holding the ball and scoring with possession. So I think defensively we try to just play better like we have, and we always play better when the game goes on. But I think the third quarter has just contributed to our face-off and our wing play.
Travis, offensively, for you guys, was that just a matter of getting opportunities after really not necessarily having the ball as much as you would have liked early on? Or what kind of led to kind of that burst there in the second quarter?
Yeah, I just think we need to be, like, in the beginning of this, beginning of the game, we didn't get many shots. And all year we've been really good at just staying composed and not getting too antsy and trying to force anything. And I mean, we just kind of let the game come to us, and we got some big transition goals and got everyone riled up on the sidelines and just kind of kept going from there.
Dave, any anxious moments when they got within 10-9?
Sure. We've had two or three games this year where our defense has stood up at the end of the game, and Duke, and if you look at it, we're 8-2, but we're not winning by a whole lot. So we've been in a lot of tough games. So they kept fighting. And, at the third quarter, you look at 10 ground balls to 3, we outshoot them. 8-3, I thought that was one of the best quarters we played all year.
Dave, how about the play that Jesse made scoring right after they scored? How big of
a... Jesse, he went from the outhouse to the penthouse on that play because he picked up, I think he had 3 fouls in the game, 2 or 3 fouls. But Jesse scored a goal like that, the go-ahead goal to Georgetown, and the kid is fearless. He picks the ball off the ground, and he just keeps running. And I think he had another shot, didn't he?
He did.
On a face-off, and the kid made and their goalie made a nice save. But, I think I told somebody in the interview last week, one of our best freshmen, Jesse Bernhardt, he's going to be a special player, and he kept playing.
Coach, can you talk about playing in this venue and how having this rivalry with Johns Hopkins and the way you guys turned it out the next game, how you guys felt about playing in?
Well, I think the players, when the opportunity presented itself to play in this venue for two games, if you went to the players, they would play every game here. We have a lot of Ravens fans, some Redskins fans, but it's just an opportunity. And with the Final Four being here, any opportunity to get here and play games, we felt would help our team. And so we're just excited. We're thankful we've been invited. Hopefully the two games we played here, 10-9 and 11-10 in overtime, will warrant an invite back into previous years. But I'm just proud of our guys. I trust our guys. I'm proud of their effort. We're just excited. And, I got to start watching Carolina tape tonight.
Coach, Hopkins had won 19 straight when they can get half. They were leading 4-2 today. What does that say about United team resilience?
Well, I think that's the one thing we do is, we've been putting on our locker room. We've been talking in the weight room since September to finish strong. And that's been I told these guys, they keep asking, you keep getting behind. We have to start fast. But finish strong has been something that we do in the weight room, we do in our running, we do in everything like that. And I knew our guys weren't going to give in, and I knew it was going to be a tough battle. And we were in virgin territory with our seniors here a little bit, and it's just something that we kept fighting, and that's what I'm the proudest about. It's very easy to be a coach of a group of kids that worked this hard.
Yes. You guys had a 10-7 lead, then Just Hunt's first two goals within 4 seconds of each other, the minute left. What was the mood of you guys on the team?
Well, that's what Coach just said. We practice finishing strong every time, and we keep our composure better than any other team. If you look at the other game we played here against Duke, they score with, 19 seconds left, and then we keep our composure. We win in overtime. So we're a calm team. We always keep our heads up. That's what – when we go to the sidelines, if something bad's going wrong, we get the next play. And that's like another thing that we talk about is, so what, let's get the next one. And I think just keeping our composure was probably the biggest part to how we finished the game.
Dave, whether it's fair or not, coaches tend to be judged by their record in rivalry games. Do you allow yourself any sort of monkey off the back type of feeling?
Nah, we every week's a rival. Who's a bigger rival? Hopkins, Virginia, Navy, every week. But, you can't have a rivalry if one team never wins. And so it's important for us, for our seniors to win. And that's what, they got a hell of a program. He's a heck of a coach. And they've beaten the pants off the local schools for years now. And we're just fortunate to get them to win. And hopefully when it comes about again, we got a chance to win again. We return a lot of players next year. We're going to be a good team next year, too. So we're happy. We're fortunate. And I'm more happy for our seniors than I am for me, I'll tell you that.
Brian, going back to your freshman year, overtime loss to Hopkins, does this almost serve as an indication of that?
Yeah, I guess so. It's never fun to lose, especially Hopkins in overtime like that. But right now, it feels really, really good right now. I don't know how to describe it, but it's fun winning with this group of guys. You can hear them in the locker room right now, hooting and hollering, because it's fun right now. We work hard, and I think we deserve this right now, but it's fun to win, so hopefully we keep it going.
Travis, there was a bit of a slow start, and then just with Will coming back off the injury, just what does that add to the offense? Just the emotional lift when he came back?
Well, yeah, for sure. Will's a great player. One thing Will does is he calls a huge matchup problem. He makes their bigger, stronger defensemen have to guard him instead of Grant usually. But that wasn't really true today. But when Will gets in there, he's an insane athlete. He's 6'6", whatever. And when he gets in there, all the teams are so fast to slide to him that we get people open off ball all the time. And I think he fed someone wide open the crease. I don't think they finished it, but he had a great goal today. And I think just him being out there is something great for our team.
Coach, can you comment on Will's play today?
I think Will looked a little rusty at times, to come back without practicing. He started on Thursday, and he one goal Trav gets is because Will's getting pulled and Trav gets a shorty and we come in and run a big little and Trav's the first goal, I think, in the third quarter. So his presence accounts for sometimes more than his statistics. And the kid wanted to come back. He missed this game last year, and now he listen to him in the locker room. He's glad he came back.
Coach, you got to mention Bryn Holmes down the wire. It seemed like he won every big faceoff.
That is the toughest son of a booger I think any of us have ever been around at any time in my coaching career. That kid, he's a warrior. He started in a Navy game where he really took over faceoffs. So I think we've been asking too much of him. We've been trying to concentrate more on faceoffs. But Bryn is a senior. He's a difference in the game. And he's every man in that locker room is glad to have Bryn Holmes on their team. I can tell you that.
Bryn, as a senior, can you describe these last 4 years of this rivalry has been like, and what tonight feels for you?
He's a redshirt junior now.
I'm a redshirt junior. But
he missed last year, too.
Wait, what was your question?
Just describing, you know, the last couple years of this rivalry and what tonight's like.
It's, I mean, the last couple of years have been disappointing. I mean, I can't say anything else. We lose that close one goal game last year, and then sophomore year we just got blown out. So getting this one under our belt feels unbelievable. And anytime you can beat Hopkins, like Brian said, when your dad's a Terp and then you're growing up, you're not supposed to, like, Hopkins isn't your, like, fan. You don't watch them too many times. So it just feels great to play against them, to beat them.
Thank you. They kept fighting. Give Hopkins credit.
Yep.